Have you ever wondered how Warren Buffett transformed from a modest Nebraska investor into one of the world's wealthiest individuals? The answer lies in a deceptively simple principle that Phil Town discovered after a near-death experience in the Grand Canyon. As a river guide living paycheck to paycheck, Town's life changed when a wealthy client taught him Rule 1 investing, the same approach used by Buffett and his mentor Benjamin Graham. This principle has created more millionaires than any other investment strategy, yet remains surprisingly accessible to everyday investors. Unlike most financial advice that pushes mutual funds and diversification, Rule 1 has helped ordinary people achieve extraordinary returns, like Julie, a former art teacher who increased her family portfolio from $45,000 to $72,000 in just months. With celebrity investors like Ashton Kutcher and Kevin O'Leary now advocating similar approaches, this counterintuitive method has become a cultural phenomenon, challenging Wall Street's conventional wisdom that higher returns require higher risk. The financial services industry has perpetuated several dangerous myths that keep ordinary investors dependent on experts while achieving mediocre returns. The most damaging belief is that pursuing high returns necessarily means accepting high risk. This simply isn't true when you know what you're doing. Just as driving isn't inherently dangerous for someone who understands traffic rules, defensive driving, and vehicle maintenance, investing isn't inherently risky for someone who thoroughly researches companies, understands financial statements, and follows sound investment principles. The mutual fund industry represents perhaps the greatest scam in financial history, affecting over 100 million investors and managing trillions of dollars. Since 1985, only 4% of fund managers have beaten the S&P 500, and even then by mere percentage points. During the market surge of the 1980s-90s, when double-digit returns were common, investors didn't notice this underperformance. However, the 2000-2003 crash brutally exposed the truth when mutual funds lost 40-60% of their value, with some technology-focused funds dropping over 80%. Warren Buffett himself noted that unlike other professionals who add value through their expertise, money managers provide nothing for their fees, which often exceed 2% annually when all costs are considered. In a particularly telling experiment at the Wall Street Journal, a monkey throwing darts at stock listings outperformed New York's best fund managers 2 years running, highlighting the industry's fundamental flaws. Three specific myths keep investors dependent on underperforming experts. First, the industry wants you to believe managing money requires extensive expertise and time commitment. In reality, the internet has democratized investing. Sophisticated analytical tools that once cost $50,000 annually are now available for less than $2 per day through services like Bloomberg Terminal Alternatives and financial websites. These tools can analyze thousands of stocks in minutes, making comprehensive research accessible to everyone. Second, the can't beat the market myth originated with Professor Burton Malkiel's efficient market theory, which claims markets efficiently price stocks according to their true value. However, Warren Buffett thoroughly disproved this by documenting at least 20 investors from Graham and Doddsville who consistently achieved 18 to 33% annual returns over decades through value investing principles. Even Malkiel later admitted markets go crazy from time to time, as evidenced by events like the dot-com bubble and the 2008 financial crisis. The third myth, that diversification and holding for the long term minimizes risk, is particularly dangerous in modern markets. A long-term diversified portfolio would have yielded zero real returns for 60 out of 100 years, 1905-1942, 1965-1983, and 2000-2005. With institutional investors now controlling 80% of the market through index funds and ETFs, diversification actually increases risk by guaranteeing market rate returns. When the market crashes, you crash with it. Japan's stock market lost 85% from 1992 to 2002 and still hasn't recovered to its 1989 highs, proving modern markets can experience prolonged collapses. Dollar-cost averaging fails for similar reasons, performing poorly in sideways or down markets while requiring investors to keep investing during market crashes, precisely when many lose their jobs or face financial hardship. This strategy also ignores market valuation, potentially leading investors to buy overvalued assets consistently. Rule number one, investing is built on a timeless principle. Don't lose money. This foundational concept, championed by Warren Buffett, means investing with certainty by buying wonderful businesses at attractive prices. To identify these opportunities, Town introduces the 4 M's framework, meaning, moat, management, and margin of safety, a systematic approach that helps investors make informed decisions while minimizing risk. A business has meaning when you understand it well enough to be comfortable owning it for the long term. This doesn't require an engineering degree or MBA, just enough familiarity to predict its future value with reasonable confidence. The best place to start is with businesses you already understand through everyday experiences, whether it's the coffee shop you frequent, the smartphone you use, or the stores where you shop. Town suggests a powerful three circles exercise. Draw intersecting circles labeled passion, talent, and money, listing what you love doing, what you're good at, and what makes you money or what you spend money on. Words appearing in multiple circles indicate industries you likely understand better than most people. For example, if you're passionate about fitness, work as a personal trainer, and spend money on exercise equipment, the health and wellness industry might be your sweet spot for investing. A moat represents how difficult it is for competitors to challenge a business's market position. Using the example of cherries, a commodity with no moat, versus Coca-Cola with a strong moat, Town illustrates how some businesses are nearly impossible to compete against. Coke's shelf space dominance, distribution network, and brand loyalty prevent newcomers from entering the market regardless of price. Town identifies 5 distinct types of moats. Brand, products customers willingly pay more for, like Apple or Nike. Secret, businesses protected by patents or proprietary technology, like pharmaceutical companies. Toll, businesses with exclusive market control, like utilities or railroads. Switching, businesses so integrated into customers' lives that changing is troublesome, like enterprise software systems. And price, businesses that can price products so low competitors can't match them, like Walmart or Amazon. To confirm a business has a wide moat, rule number one, investors must rigorously examine the big 5 numbers over an extended period: return on investment capital, sales growth rate, earnings per share EPS growth rate, equity/book value per share growth rate, and free cash flow growth rate. These metrics must all be equal to or greater than 10% per year for the last 10 years, a stringent requirement that eliminates many seemingly attractive companies. ROIC is particularly crucial, as it measures how efficiently a company uses its capital to generate profits. If it's not above 10% annually averaged over 10 years, Town advises moving on to another business. For example, while a company might show strong sales growth without corresponding ROIC growth, it may be inefficiently deploying capital, potentially destroying shareholder value over time. The third M, management, focuses on finding CEOs who are both owner-oriented and driven. While a wide moat can help a business recover from many disasters, having the right leadership is crucial. Town identifies the ideal CEO as someone who's honest, owner-oriented, and driven by a bag, big, audacious goal. Owner-oriented CEOs align their personal interests directly with shareholders, avoiding stock options that incentivize short-term thinking. They communicate honestly with shareholders even when the news isn't good. Insider trading patterns offer crucial insights into management's true beliefs. If CEOs truly view their business as their family's only asset for the next century, they wouldn't sell significant portions of their shares unless absolutely necessary. While some selling is normal, like Gates and Mackey funding charitable endeavors, massive executive selling is a red flag. Town cites Enron executives who unloaded shares while encouraging employees to buy more. Conversely, Buffett has never sold a single Berkshire Hathaway share in 40 years. CEO compensation reveals how aligned management is with owners. Town condemns boards who approve excessive CEO pay while companies lose value. The problem lies primarily with boards who failed to properly incentivize CEOs to act in owners' interests. Stock options represent a particularly problematic form of compensation, as CEOs receive the right to buy shares at a set price without any downside risk. The fourth M, margin of safety, defines the attractive price for rule number one investing. This begins with determining a correct sticker price for a business. The sticker price represents what a business should truly sell for based on its future earnings potential. To calculate it, we need four numbers: current EPS, estimated future EPS growth rate, estimated future PE, and our minimum acceptable return, 15% for rule number one investors. The process involves projecting earnings 10 years forward, then determining what the market will likely pay for those earnings. The best predictor of future EPS growth isn't past EPS growth, but rather the historical equity growth rate. For the future PE ratio, Town suggests doubling the growth rate as a rule of thumb, but also considering the historical PE. Once we know the future EPS and PE, we can calculate the future market price. With our 15% minimum return requirement, the sticker price is always 1/4 of the future market price. Finally, the margin of safety, MOS price, is 50% of the sticker price. We never want to pay more than this amount. Even after finding a business that passes all four M's, you could still make a mistake or see the stock price temporarily drop. To address this risk, Town introduces three powerful technical tools that help investors identify the right moments to grab the stick from Mr. Market, knowing precisely when to buy and sell without fear or emotional interference. The MACD, Moving Average Convergence Divergence, functions like a sophisticated pressure gauge for stock momentum, revealing when institutional investors are entering or exiting positions. This indicator uses two moving averages of different lengths to track momentum shifts. When a valley begins to become a mountain on the chart, it signals big investors are moving substantial money into the stock and price will likely rise, the optimal time to buy. Conversely, when a mountain starts becoming a valley, it indicates money flowing out and likely price drops, time to sell. For example, if the MACD line crosses above the signal line while trending upward, it often precedes significant price increases. The stochastic tool tracks momentum by identifying overbuying and overselling patterns on a scale of 0 to 100. When the buy line crosses above the sell line in the lower region, usually below 20, it signals the stock is moving from oversold to overbought, creating a prime buying opportunity. When the buy line crosses back down in the upper region, usually above 80, it indicates the stock is overbought and heading toward oversold territory, suggesting it's time to sell. The tool is particularly effective when combined with other indicators, as it can identify potential reversal points before they become obvious in the price action. The Moving Average tool tracks average prices over specific time periods, typically 20, 50, or 200 days, acting as psychological barriers or floors and ceilings for stock prices. When price breaks decisively above the moving average line, market psychology has turned positive, generating a buy signal. When price crosses below, psychology has turned negative, indicating time to sell. Multiple moving averages can be used together, with crossovers between shorter and longer-term averages providing additional confirmation of trend changes. While these tools effectively track market trend, momentum, and psychology, Town strongly emphasizes they're worthless without thorough 4Ms analysis. Traders who rely solely on technical indicators without understanding fundamental business value inevitably suffer death by a thousand little cuts as overpriced stocks eventually correct downward. The tool's real power comes from protecting investors who've already identified undervalued businesses by helping them optimize entry and exit points. Town recommends using all three indicators in conjunction, waiting for multiple confirmations before making moves, and always maintaining focus on the underlying business quality rather than just price patterns. These technical tools should be viewed as risk management supplements rather than primary decision drivers. They help investors avoid buying too early in a downtrend or selling too early in an uptrend, essentially providing timing guidance for decisions already supported by fundamental analysis. To implement rule number one investing successfully, Town advocates for a methodical, step-by-step approach that minimizes risk while building confidence. The journey begins with paper trading, using either a detailed notebook or sophisticated online trading simulators to track hypothetical investments without risking actual capital. During this phase, focus on identifying businesses that thoroughly satisfy the four M's, meaning, moat, management, and margin of safety, and strictly follow the three tools, moving average, MACD, and stochastic for entry and exit points. This practice period is crucial and shouldn't be rushed. Some investors might need 2 months, others a full year or more to develop consistent success. Before committing real money, Town emphasizes creating the optimal conditions for investment success. The first critical step is eliminating toxic debt, particularly high-interest consumer debt that can compound at 18% or higher, effectively undermining any investment gains. Credit card balances, personal loans, and other high-interest obligations should be cleared first. Second, maximize tax efficiency by utilizing tax-advantaged accounts like traditional and Roth IRAs, 401ks, and other retirement vehicles. These accounts allow investments to grow tax-deferred or tax-free, significantly impacting long-term returns through compound growth. The third fundamental principle is concentrated investing rather than broad diversification. Town, following Buffett's philosophy, advocates for deep knowledge of a select few businesses rather than surface-level understanding of many. As Buffett famously stated, "It's okay to put all your eggs in one basket. Just watch the basket." This approach requires developing extensive knowledge about specific industries and companies, understanding their competitive advantages, and monitoring their performance closely. When transitioning to real money investing, Town recommends a gradual scaling approach regardless of total available capital. Begin with a modest $1,000 investment in a single business that meets all rule number one criteria. Monitor the three tools daily, maintaining strict discipline in selling when all indicators turn negative. This initial phase serves as a real-world proving ground. Once consistent success is demonstrated, methodically increase investment amounts, first to $3,000, then to $5,000, where trading commissions become more cost-effective relative to position size. For experienced investors who have mastered the basic rule number one principles, Town introduces the concept of a risky biz portfolio. This separate allocation, limited to 10% of total investment capital, allows for exploration of promising opportunities that don't fully satisfy all rule number one criteria, but show potential for exceptional returns. These investments might include emerging technologies, turnaround situations, or companies with temporary challenges but strong underlying fundamentals. However, this advanced strategy should only be considered after achieving consistent success with core rule number one investments and becoming comfortable with standard 15 to 20% annual returns. The risky biz portfolio requires even more vigilant monitoring of technical tools and a willingness to act quickly when conditions deteriorate. The true power of rule number one investing becomes apparent when we consider its long-term impact on wealth accumulation. Young people who invest just $1,000 annually with 20% returns could retire with $45 million after 40 years. A staggering sum that demonstrates the power of compound growth. Even baby boomers with modest savings can achieve comfortable retirements. A rule number investor needs only $300,000 to generate $50,000 yearly income, compared to $1 million needed in bonds yielding 4 to 5%. This dramatic difference stems from the higher returns possible through intelligent business ownership. Consider Doug and Susan Connolly, a couple in their late 40s earning $60,000 annually with only $20,000 in retirement savings, a situation familiar to many Americans. Following traditional investment strategies at 4% returns, they'd accumulate just $190,000 over 20 years, providing merely $650 monthly pre-tax income, hardly enough for a comfortable retirement. By applying Rule Number 1 principles to achieve 15% annual returns, they could instead amass $840,000, generating $10,500 monthly without depleting principal. This 16-fold increase in monthly income illustrates how proper investing can transform retirement prospects. The foundation of Rule Number 1 investing rests on two critical principles: understanding compound growth and never losing money. Town emphasizes how devastating losses can be to long-term wealth accumulation. A 50% drop requires a 100% rise just to break even, while an 80% drop demands a 400% recovery. This mathematical reality explains why protection against loss is crucial. For example, when one spouse loses half their money in year 10 of investing, they end up with $420,000 after 20 years versus $840,000 for the Rule Number 1 investor who avoided losses, creating a permanent $63,000 annual income difference. Even small percentage losses can compound into significant shortfalls over time. The ultimate objective of Rule Number 1 investing is finding businesses so wonderful at prices so attractive that you never need to sell them. Companies like Coca-Cola, Microsoft, or Johnson & Johnson that have demonstrated decades of consistent growth. The world's wealthiest people, from Warren Buffett to Bill Gates, built their fortunes through business ownership because businesses grow money faster than anything else. Unlike other investments, you don't need to find new places to reinvest annual gains. The business does this automatically through retained earnings and reinvestment in growth opportunities. With returns of 15% or more annually from wonderful companies, there's no better alternative than leaving gains in the investment to compound. This creates two possible retirement approaches with dramatically different outcomes. The traditional approach involves selling all your stock, paying capital gains tax, potentially 20% or more, and investing in government bonds, yielding around 4%. This provides only modest income, about $40,000 annually on a $1 million portfolio. The Rule Number 1 approach keeps money invested in wonderful businesses growing at 15%. Selling only the annual gains, paying taxes, and living on 4 times more income. A $1 million portfolio could generate $150,000 in annual gains, leaving $120,000 after taxes for living expenses, while maintaining the original principal. This demonstrates why Rule Number 1 investors can start with relatively small amounts and live very comfortably in retirement. The key is consistently achieving 15% returns through intelligent business ownership and letting compounding work its magic over time. The financial world is undergoing a revolutionary transformation, comparable to how the printing press democratized literacy centuries ago. Just as reading was once jealously guarded by a privileged elite who actively discouraged others from learning, financial literacy has historically been shrouded in unnecessary complexity and jargon. Today, Rule Number 1 investing represents part of a broader movement empowering ordinary people to achieve extraordinary returns without depending on experts who often charge high fees while delivering mediocre results. Fear remains the greatest obstacle for most beginning investors. What's known as the emotional rule of investing suggests that once you purchase a business, its price will inevitably decline. This psychological barrier manifests in various ways: panic selling during market downturns, hesitation to invest significant amounts, or excessive trading driven by anxiety. The only reliable way to overcome this fear is through knowledge and preparation. Thoroughly understanding the businesses you're buying and ensuring you're paying the right price. This means analyzing financial statements, understanding competitive advantages, and developing conviction in your investment thesis. Starting small is crucial, perhaps beginning with paper trading or small positions in familiar companies. Many successful investors began by investing in businesses they understood personally, like Peter Lynch, who found some of his best investments by observing consumer behavior at shopping malls. Follow the process diligently. Research companies thoroughly, maintain detailed notes on your analysis, and gradually build confidence in your ability to identify wonderful businesses at attractive prices. Mr. Market's manic, depressive nature ensures that even the best companies will periodically become available at attractive prices. During the 2008 financial crisis, blue-chip companies traded at historic discounts. Similar opportunities emerged during the 2020 pandemic sell-off. There's no need to rush. Patience is your ally. Begin with just 15 to 30 minutes daily of focused research and analysis. Once you've built a solid watch list of 15 to 20 quality companies, this can often drop to 15 minutes weekly of monitoring and updating your analysis. By consistently applying Rule Number 1 principles, you can achieve the kind of financial independence that seems impossible through conventional buy and hold or index investing approaches. Warren Buffett, starting with similar methods, turned $100,000 from early investors into billions. The key elements remain patience to wait for the right opportunities, discipline to stick to your analysis framework, and the courage to think independently from the crowd. The same qualities that have characterized successful investors from Benjamin Graham to Charlie Munger throughout market history. Remember that building wealth through intelligent investing is a marathon, not a sprint. Focus on developing your analytical skills, maintaining emotional discipline, and gradually expanding your circle of competence. The tools and information needed for successful investing are more accessible than ever. The main ingredients you need to add are dedication and consistent effort.